Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I am Alex.
I'm Justin.
What?
You do this. I am Alex. It's very dramatic. It's different. I don't know what you're trying to do there.
I'm honestly not sure. What I'm trying to do is get a lay of the land because we're actually upstairs in the weird press area they have in the Javits Center where they are blasting Batman music over there. But luckily, we have found a nice, quiet spot to talk to two amazing folks, Matt Kent and Hunter Goranson. Welcome to the podcast.
How's it going? Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh. So excited to have you here. So excited to talk. So you are fresh off of the Oni Press panel. First of all, Hunter, how'd that go?
I don't want to be hyperbolic, Matt. I think it was spectacular.
Wow. Yeah, nice. Still, victory lap. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it was.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Well, what we're here to talk about is something that you actually announced pre-con, but it's a big deal. Matt, you have your imprint, Flux House, which we love on the podcast. You have a ton of titles with that. You are, and correct me if I'm getting any of the details wrong, but that was with Dark Horse. Now, Oni has acquired the media rights to 20-plus of those titles. Not the publishing rights, but the media rights. But going forward, there are at least three titles that have been announced that are going to be published through Oni Press. Is that kind of the long and the short of it?
That's correct.
Okay. What nuance am I missing there, if any?
I don't think you're missing any nuance there. Like, we're most excited about the new books that Matt's going to be making, some of them with by himself, some of them with folks like Brian Hurt or Jesse Lonergan and some other folks that we have waiting in the wings that we're not going to talk about just yet. But me and Matt have known each other for almost more than 15 years, going on more than 15 years. I'm the Matt Damon gif from Saving Private Ryan as I say that, and made a lot of comics together. I've personally sold more comics with Matt than any other single individual in the industry. So we started talking. I asked him to join our EC Comics relaunch last year. He turned in some of my favorite stories amongst those we've produced, and we just got to talking, and one thing led to another, and now Flux House 2.0.
Well, it's working with you has always been a situation where I'm like, hey, I have this crazy idea, and you're like, oh, what about and then you're like, what about this? Which makes it even something crazier than that I hadn't thought of. I'm like, oh my, you're up for that? And so I think that's what happened here was we just got to talking, and I'm like, I really want to do I've been doing comics so long, I want to do something where it's going to keep me excited and interested. And so the more out of the box it can be, or the more like groundbreaking or whatever, that's what is keeping me interested. You know, I'm just trying to find ways to stay like a little nervous. You know, when I do a project, if I'm confident in it, I'm a little suspect. You know, I was like, I want to be a little bit scared that if it's going to work or not. And I think you've always been a good person to sort of enable that.
I'm an enabler, comic book enabler.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the informal rule that we discussed that kind of came up when we were talking about it before the show is never do anything twice. Never do the same thing twice. Mm. It's kind of like the informal mantra of what we're going to do with Flux House at Oni. So I think that is exciting.
Now, what does that mean for you, though, Matt? Because I feel like you've done a lot of stuff. You've gotten pretty wild already. So where's your frontier? What's the tip of the spear when you've had comic books within comic books, letters that are hiding secrets. What's next?
Without spoiling everything, I don't know. A lot of it, it's two things. First of all, making comics is 50% of the job. The other 50% of the job is like trying to get those comics to people and get people interested or hearing about it or the presentation of the book, which means like the cover or the marketing or the advertising of the thing. And so that's always been part of the job I did when I was just my own indie little creator doing my thing or whatever. I was doing that part. And so partnering with someone who is also thinking about that in a creative way. I'm just being so vague here because I don't want to spoil
I think we can talk about at least the first three titles, right? Like announced.
We can.
Yeah. So why don't we talk about one of them, which is Mind Management New and Improved, that's coming out in June.
Yeah.
Love Mind Management. I'm sure you don't want to talk necessarily about the specifics of it, but what is it about this particular idea that keeps you coming back time and time again?
Well, it was, I was never going to go back to it, you know, but I had an idea for a way to do it, approach it in a new way. And I think there'd been enough time between me and the old series, which I forgot how much work it was, because it's the one series where I wrote, penciled, inked, painted, lettered, designed, did the production on it. And after 3 years, monthly for 3 years, and after that, I was like, I think I can't do that again. So part of it is I forgot how much work that was, and the other part is I just had kind of a new idea for it, and I felt like this is a good time to do it. You know, starting with Oni, I was like, that's a good book to start with. You know, people may have heard of it, and I wanted to make it crazier than the first series, you know. And I think that was always the thing, is like, how do you do it different, but also top it. And I think I struggled with that too. I was like, I don't want to repeat what I did, because then it's, why are we doing it? It's just because it's been done. I didn't want to do the same thing twice. It's completely different.
Well, I mean, just to continue down, and I don't know if this is getting into stuff you don't want to talk about, but Mind Management was into, per the name, like really mind-bending spy, psy-ops type things. You're playing with the page format, etc. Given that there have been a bunch of years between then and now and a lot more spy genre, you've done spy stuff yourself.
Alex, not to interrupt, but some might even say paranoia is a little bit in vogue right now.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm getting at, is like, is this something that is reflective of how you're feeling about the world at all?
You're not getting more paranoid, are you? You're the tip of the spear, I think.
What's the tagline? You're paranoid, but are you paranoid enough? Really, that's the question.
Right.
You know? And so, and I'm saying, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're
not paranoid enough. Really good. Really helpful.
No, I think there were some kernels of some things in the original series about like truth and about like there's an element. My favorite element in the original series was this library that had books, and in these books it was the history of all the world, like the unvarnished truth of everything that had happened. You know, and you could go in there and you could pick a year and look at it, and like this is what happened, objective truth. And so when I wrote it at the time, I was like, that was my idea of heaven. Like, if you believe in, like, the heaven I believe in is a heaven where, like, when I go up there, I can be like, oh, I find out who really shot JFK, right? Like, there'll be I don't know if it's a book on a shelf that I can read or
a bureaucratic heaven.
Right? I was like, oh, you'll know exactly who did it, you know? And it's like, is OJ guilty or not? You know, we'll find out for real, you know.
I might be able to tell you about that one.
And I'm joking about it, but that really is like what, when I die, I'm like, that better be what heaven is, because I want to know all the answers to everything, like for
Saint
sure.
Peter's like, oh, this guy. Yeah. We've been ready.
Uh-oh.
But no, it's been interesting to see as culture has evolved and everything, and then people argue about like very simple things that have happened. I was like, well, I think there's a way to go back and revisit the idea of truth and like how, like what's real and what's not, you know, and then like with deepfake and AI and everything, it's just freaking mind-bending. And I think there's a way to go back. I can have fun with that, you know, and make it fun, you know.
You've been ahead of the paranoia game for years.
Yeah,
so
I was like, oh, I kind of hate that. I kind of hate that. If I predicted something, I'm so sorry. But
well, let's talk about the second book that's coming out in August. That's Fort Psycho with Brian Hurt. I mean, Hunter, maybe you could talk about this more in terms of the publishing
Alex.
Cadence. Oh, yes. Jesus. No, because you were saying that, like, we're coming out with a familiar title, Mind Management, first. Then you're getting a book that Matt is writing but not drawing. You got Brian Hurt on it. So I imagine that's sort of expanding it a little bit, pushing the line a little bit further.
Yeah. Just one small correction. The title is actually pronounced Fort Psycho. Oh. You have to yell it at the top of your lungs when you walk into your comic book store to buy and pre-order Fort Psycho number one.
I appreciate you whisper yelling it on our podcast. Thank you for not blasting it up.
Post, so it's really aggressive.
Loud.
Add an echo.
here's the thing about Matt, which is Matt is the kind of rare talent who can do super genre-bending, cross-referential, highly credible, indie cartoonist-driven title like Mind Management or Department H or Pistol Whip or Super Spy. Choose your favorite Matt Kent solo joint or mostly solo joint in there. And then do, on the other hand, a big balls-to-the-wall TM next to balls to the wall action book like Berserker, Suicide Squad, or on down the line. And like you are a man of two minds in that regard. You know what I mean? There are two Matt Kints at war with one another to some extent. But Fort Psycho is the latter category, which is like the big over the top action book. That being said, it does have a lot of that espionage, slow burn, really tightly thought through plot mechanics stuff that is, I think, a defining trademark of Matt's work. So I've said it a couple times this weekend. I've been comparing the book to Watchmen, which I know sounds hyperbolic, but it's a 12-issue maxi series, like deconstructing a bunch of archetypes that on their face should be ridiculous. In this case, it's kind of like a G.I. Joe Mission Impossible 60s, 70s spy novel or spy super spy archetypes, and then reinventing them, twisting them in ways that have never been done before, and building towards like a big climactic finale over the course of 12 issues that's been very clearly thought through. Yeah,
no pressure at all. But I
bigger than Watchmen. What's funny? Fort Psycho number one.
That's the Fort Psycho bigger than Watchmen.
It's even louder, yeah. You know, than Watchmen could ever be. No, the thing I like, the fun part about it to me is like it takes the fun, colorful sort of adventure, people, action heroes, and it cuts between those. Those are like the flashbacks that you'll get in every issue. And then the present day where they've been sort of decommissioned and they're on an island, you know, and then what that's like, what's, you know, the PTSD of being like, whatever, the guy that was like the flamethrower dude, you know, or the, and then they all had their fun code names and everything. But like, what is the real human cost on, what did it cost them? But also like, what did they do to the world, you know? And then, but then there's also like it's a mole hunt, really. Like the whole series is a mole hunt for like the ultimate bad guy who's hiding on the island and you don't know who he is. So it's like all these colorful characters and one of them's the super bad.
Kind of like the prisoner in that regard. Like, yeah, who is it? Is it number one or number six?
Number six. Number six. Yeah. And my wife today was like, is this an homage to Thunderbirds? Because she knows me. And I was like, maybe accidentally.
Yeah, whoops.
Sorry.
And then the third title that was announced was Flux House Presents, which is going to be quarterly. That's coming out in November. Per the name, is that you bringing on other people to the imprint, or is it just you presenting a lot of different worlds?
Yeah, no, you know what's funny? I work with so many great creators, or next to so many great creators, that I was like, oh, we should do a thing together, but everybody's so busy and they don't have the bandwidth. And so for me, this feels like a way to, like, oh, I can do an 8-page story with this person, or do another thing with that person who neither of us have really the time, but we could do a short thing together and make like a weird sort of anthology that I'm either writing it and they're drawing it, or I'm trying to get some people to write things for me that I can draw and just do like sort of like a fun mashup that's just a fun. I got excited about it when I thought about like 8-Ball, but imagine 8-Ball instead of one person. It's one person plus somebody else every time.
I think this low key might be one of the most exciting ones. Like we have a long runway until we get there late this time next year. But Matt has so many ideas. I think when we first happened upon the idea of doing an anthology in that deadline 8-Ball kind of way, it made a lot of sense that this could be like a great receptacle for a bunch of your, you know, crazy ideas that we're excited about.
We were at dinner two nights ago, and I accidentally was mentioning two books that I hadn't even mentioned to you yet.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, we'll talk about those later. I don't want to stress you out.
They're going in Flux House Presents, nice. Number 3 and 4.
I mean, a great way to not do anything twice is a big anthology series. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, true.
I did want to ask you about something that we talked about a little earlier, was the separation between the media and the publishing rights.
Sure.
This might be a question for lawyers that you can't answer, but we were talking on the way over the idea that, like, nothing against comic book companies, but normally they'd be like, yeah, yeah, take the comic books. We're going to keep the media rights. Yeah. We want the movies, the TV. Why the flip of that? Why did you end up with the media rights but not the publishing rights to the previous Flux House books?
I'll answer that. Yeah, you know, can. I'll just say from my point of view, the media is the least important part to me.
Okay.
Because I loved comics when I was a kid. I started making comics because I love making comics, and like I want to keep making comics. So like anything that allows me to just sit at my studio and write and draw whatever I want to do, that's what I want to do. And I felt like the media part of it is something that, like, I've been in and out of. Like, I've been in LA so many times. I was like, that burns up so many hours of your day that I was like, I could just be writing comics right now or drawing something. And I want to keep doing that. So in a way, for me, it helps me focus. I was like, you run that part of it.
Yeah, you just want to hear about
it. I'll keep making comics because that's the thing I love the most. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And so how now when you get something like 20 titles, like how do you tackle that? What do you...
One bite at a time.
Yeah, is it like, is there an order?
We're going to talk about, and Matt's still involved in all that stuff. So we'll talk about like what our top priorities are, et cetera. But honestly, I agree with Matt. I think our top priority is like working on the comics and making sure that these things get off the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just was like it was Matt's idea, to include that stuff, and we were intrigued by it. It's good for, you know, that kind of stuff is an asset, and it's good for a company to have assets in that regard. So like it's attractive on that level. And it'd be exciting to work with Matt in that capacity too, if anything comes of it. But, you know, he said, also, Noon My Management, and I said, tell me more. And then he said, Fort Psycho, and I said, done, let's do this thing. You know what I mean?
Wait, he just said it like that? He didn't say, Fort Psycho?
He pronounced it the correct way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just to broaden it out a little bit, you've been pushing really hard lately, Hunter. We've talked a couple of times about this, just your overall plan since you came on board Oni Press. How does Flux House fit in beyond the fact that you're friends and want to work with him, or is that really it?
Well, I'm very fortunate to be friends with one of the premier independent comic book creators in the industry. You know what I mean? So that's helpful as an independent comic book publisher. I should also give a shout out to our editor-in-chief, Sierra Hahn, who's also been integral in this process and is editing Mind Management and Fort Psycho with Matt, too. So is very much a voice in this entire process. Here's what... Part of my plan from the beginning, and it's me and Sierra's plan, and Spencer Simpson and Troy Look, who's the pretty much the entire executive team at Oni, has been to... Oni always had a very, very solid book market business, but had kind of, I think we talked about it at Baltimore Comic Con 2 years ago, had kind of... Listen to the gunshots. That's a sneak preview of Fort Psycho in the background. Oni had kind of forsaken its place in the direct market. And if you look at what the kind of stuff we're doing is, we're trying to lay planks, different pieces of a foundation upon which we can build. If I can have very successful Adventure Time line and a very successful EC Comics line and a very successful Flux House line, then I can also support new and upcoming creators on top of that. I can't do as much of that stuff if we don't have the foundation to get there. You know what I mean? So it's trying to rebuttress, if you will, the Oni publishing line in ways, and Flux House is now like a big plank in that foundation, if this tortured analogy makes sense. Architecture fans, take note.
Is it a railroad? Are these railroad planks?
I'm very excited about it. I also wanted to congratulate you on releasing a new logo that people can read. Oh, that's got to feel pretty good.
Yeah. We're big fans of letters, legibility here at Oni Press.
Yes. Congratulations, Matt. Really looking forward to everything from Flux House, as we do always with all of your books. Enjoy the rest of the con.
Cool. Thank you so much, guys. Thanks. Have a great Comic-Con.